The word I have, it be for me. Amen. The song I have, it be for me. So Pastor asked me what I speak. I'm going to speak what have been given to me. Right. If you get something for one, great. If not, use your own song, y'all. But this is what I've been using, okay? This is have helped me. Now, I passed out boxes to everyone. Okay. Amen. All right. All right, I passed out boxes to everyone and who have not received one. Grab one. It don't matter what color the box be, if it's brown, if it's silver. Don't open it, okay? First thing you think of is opening, right? So don't open that box, okay? And my message I have, I hope it tie back into the box. At least that's what I plan. But if not, again, so be it, okay? All right. Now, today is also Pastor's Appreciation as well. And so when I began to do studying my message, I got an appreciation for Pastor. I got a huge appreciation. And the reason why I say that is because as I begin to study the word and figure out what God wants me to say, is it God or is it me? Is this what I want to say? Or is this what you want me to say today? Or is this something you want me to say tomorrow? So it was a lot of stuff was going through my head. Like, okay, what do I bring? So then the next thing I'm like, okay, well, this haven't stopped my life. I have to speak on Sunday. I have to minister on Sunday. But my life didn't stop. I still had to take kids to school. I still had to go and deal with issues that came up. It didn't come to an end. I'm like, how do you separate the two? How do you have time? That's what I said. I began to have an appreciation. So I was saying, I'm like, why would I need to speak? Me? I like to speak in small settings. Why do I have to speak? Sometimes you don't know why, but going through this week, it let me see more. One of the things I studied growing up, one of the things I studied is social work. And social work, we learned a lot about human behavior and social behavior and stuff like that. And that's been my baby forever. I've always wanted to know more about people and why people act a certain way, why I act a certain way. And so this was another learning experience. I learned more about ministers, how they have to prepare, and how do you separate the two? How do you separate life on a daily basis from having to take time out and study the word? Yesterday, down in Calera, was a yard sale, and it was a bike I wanted to go back and get. And I said, well, you know what? You're supposed to be preparing the message. But I wanted to go to the yard sale and get me some more baked beans and macaroni and cheese from Sister Linda. But I had to stay. I had to say no to myself. That was hard. That was hard. And to some, like, oh, whatever. But no. When you have to prepare the word, have to do anything God needs you to do, it's hard to not do the things you want to do. So better you than me. Because there's a lot to win into it, okay? So we're going to go straight into the word. And like I said, I passed out the boxes. I'm not loud enough to y'all as it is. I'm not. Okay. Okay. Before we begin, hopefully you got a pen and a pencil. I'm going to give the scriptures out. Then we're going to read through the scriptures. You ready? Galatians 5 and 1. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. John 8, verse 36. Galatians 5, 13, 14, Colossians 3, 23 through 24. I can. And I'm going to repeat it when I go over, but I'm just throwing them out there in case for any reason I'm going too fast and I forget about y'all. Galatians 5 and 1, 2 Corinthians 3, 17, John 8, 36, Galatians 5, 13, 14, Colossians 3, 23 through 24. Okay? Now, we as Christians, we spend a lot of times, and like I said, this is a word for myself, and I'm just sharing it with you all, okay? We spend a lot of time trying to find ways to be free. ways to be free. We put so many restraints around ourselves, and we don't know what's okay and what's not okay. And so I had to go to the scriptures and find out what the Bible says about freedom. Okay? The first one is Galatians 5 and 1. And everyone know I like to talk, but I like people to talk back to me. So my husband has already agreed to read the scripture for me. So Galatians 5 and 1. And so, yoke of slavery, that's sin. That's sin. That's what they're referring to when they say yoke of slavery. 2 Corinthians 3:17, Michael. Anybody else got it? Oh, that's all right.
Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
There is what?
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now John 8:36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So one thing we do know is God is not a man that he should what? So what does he say about me? We're free. You're free indeed. It's not free maybe. It's not free when you do what I want you to do. It's not free. It's free. Amen. We put these bondages and chains and around ourselves about freedom. Now, the thing about God, he gives you more than just that. And people say, well, you just can't go by that scripture. Well, let's go a little further. Let's go to Galatians 5, 13, 14.
Galatians 5, 13 and 14. For you were called to be free, brothers. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for flesh, but serve one another through love. For the entire law is fulfilled in one statement. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, so when it comes down, like I said, you're free. Now, God says, that don't mean you need to just go do whatever. But if you love your neighbor as yourself, that's going to cover a lot of stuff that you would not do to yourself. Now, unfortunately, the truth is there's some things we will do to ourselves. And so then we say to ourselves, well, how are they a part of the Christian walk if they do this and do that? Well, again, like I said, one of the things I studied was human behavior. I studied social behavior. I studied psychology, sociology. And I spent years of studying this. You want to hold it? You okay right there, Carver? I'm going to read this. Go ahead and read Colossians 3, 23 through 24.
Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ.
Okay. Now, my Bible says you are serving the Lord Jesus. I mean, Lord Christ. You are serving the Lord Christ. Now, with that being said, that's it on now. Okay. Now, with that being said, like I said, with all my studying and all the classes I took, every class I took was to help others. But what I found out was I was helping myself. Because the more you know about others, the less you put on others, the less you expect from others. And, you know, when I make that statement is I can't expect someone, for example, my son, I can't expect him to go downstairs and set the table a certain way if I have not shown him. Amen. So I wouldn't expect that on him. But we as Christians, once you say, I accept Jesus, okay, so you should know better. No, I don't. You know, it's funny. You know, growing up, I grew up in holiness. And one day the girl got saved and I was a teen and she went to shouting. And I never wanted to be saved like that. I didn't mind the Jesus part and accepting him. But I didn't want to shout, and I didn't want to take off my pants. Because, see, the holiness I grew up in, you didn't wear pants. You had to wear long skirts down your ankle. I didn't want to be that holy. You know, I just wanted to be the one that said, I know Jesus. You know, and so when she got saved, she ran in the back, and she came out, and all her makeup was off. And I'm saying to myself, Then she came attacking all the youth in the church because she was a teenager. We were all sitting there like, okay, I don't know why you did all that. But she was like, you're not supposed to have, you know, y'all supposed to be like this and y'all supposed to be. And I'm like, you done did all you wanted to do. Now you coming attacking us. Just because, I mean, and at the time, I'm going to be honest with you, and most of y'all know, I don't wear makeup to this day, so I didn't have a problem with that anyway. So I did want my three earrings, though. I had to have my three holes, but, you know, that's just what I did. But all the other stuff is, I'm like, why do you have to take all of that off? I don't want to be saved like that. And so at the age of 18, I left the church. I didn't want to go back like that. And I eventually went back at 22. To the church, and I accepted Christ, and I began to obtain more knowledge and truth and what God wanted from me. And one thing I thought to myself as a teen, why does it take all of that? But when I came back, not only was I educated in human behavior and social behavior, and all that stuff helped you, and there's a reason for it, but I learned what it takes for her, it just don't take for me. Now, I'm not knocking anyone else and how they serve. I just had to learn what it takes for me. And then I had to also learn about relationships. And God used all of that education, and I had plenty of it. I've had plenty of education as far as working with people. I've worked with perpetrators in domestic violence. I counseled them in domestic violence. I actually walked hand in hand with the members of, what is it, LGBT, I walked hand in hand and we marched and I tested for HIV and I learned about people along the way and people, and I learned that it's not good to judge people because you don't know where a person have come from. You don't know what a person have went through. So then I began to say, you know, a lot of times people don't want to walk this walk because they don't know that they're free in this walk. And so then I begin to say to myself, well, I can walk with you and I can talk with you. I don't have to do what you do, but I can still walk and talk with you. And so that's the thing I learned, that over the years, like I said, God uses you where you are. And I read a scripture recently and it says, let me take it back. I was reading through different scriptures. And one of the things I read was more about how God chose me. So you chose me, and that's how you got to look at it. Like I said, I take it personal. You chose me, and I left you. At 18, I left you. I mean, I still believed in some of it, but I had my doubts. Is there really a God? Would he really allow this to happen to this person? I left him, but he chose me. So if he chose me, that means he had something for me to do. Okay? And that's the thing about it. When he choose you, because a lot of times we think, oh, no, I accepted Christ. No, no, he had to choose you before you accept him. And we think we didn't did something, which is funny. So as I began to grow and learn more about the Bible, know more about people, God allowed me to be where he has me to be. Okay? Now, the box I give you, given everybody, you can pick them up now. Those boxes, the reason why I chose to go with boxes, the boxes represent your lives. Inside of each box, you'll see, you go ahead and open, look in there. Everybody don't necessarily have the same thing their neighbor have. The box may be a different color. Some people may have only sweet pieces of candy in it. Some people may have just sour pieces of candy in it. Every box is different. But even though your box is different, there's something in there. Okay, good example. Who just have, LaMarjorie, what you have? I'm going to use you specifically. Exactly. We're going to stop right there. She has nothing but sweets in her box, right? Okay, now, LaMarjorie, what is your favorite piece of candy? What kind of flavor is it? That is not your favorite piece of candy. Every time you go down the street, what do you get? How are they? And they're what? And sour. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of times, now who has the sour box? Okay, in your box, you have something LaMarjorie would eat. You see what I'm saying? Okay, y'all really eating the candy too, right? You have something in your box that LaMarjorie can eat. Is anybody catching that? Okay, you have something in your box. Okay, Brianna. Okay, she's eating too. She has something in her box that Michael will eat. Now, you may look in your box and like, I got too much sour in my box. I can't give her nothing. I have nothing to give her. Then you may have a box full of sweet, and guess what? I don't even like sweet. And so there's a lot of time you have ministers that go out on the streets, and they deal with people that's homeless. You say, how do they get those people? Believe me, they got something in their box that they can eat. Okay, so and the point I'm trying to get you, there's something in every one of our boxes. So you're, and then, thank you, that you can eat. Okay, so a part of everything in your life that you may not have liked, that you may not have went through, you may have went through that you don't know why, God is preparing you. Everything that you went through or gone through, it's because he allowed it. And he does everything for his what?
Glory.
Exactly. So that's the point I was using with the box. Now, the only time there's a problem with the box, and people don't understand that, is because the box, we keep it closed. That's what the problem is. Now, Psalms 139:14 states, I would praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth what? Well. So I'm made. I wouldn't just, these boxes with candy, they didn't just come in the box and was candy on it. It didn't work like that. It wasn't a mistake. And a matter of fact, when I had the box and I got it, I spent the gray boxes I buy again. I won't buy them brown ones. Because when I was putting them brown ones together, it took a whole lot. And I flipped and I turned and it went. It took a while, and I'm like, another word. Okay? Because it wasn't easy with that brown box. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Amen. It wasn't easy. Our lives aren't easy. Amen. But we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Those boxes was intentionally made by me, okay? Now, like I said, a box become a problem when you keep the lid closed. Now, David says in Psalms 23, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I use the boxes for us, though, today. If you open your box up, God can pour into it. Like I said, David used the cup. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. So all I got to do is open myself up and receive what God have for me. Okay? Amen. Now I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not perfect. Even though I read the word and I got my certain music through certain seasons of my life, I like to call my box, I like to say I have two boxes. I have an old box and a new box. It was made by love by Jesus Christ. Now, the new box is the Holy Spirit in me. Now, the old box is my old life. Now, even though my old life has so much going on, all of the Holy Spirit can do is pour into. So all that bad or whatever I don't like, the Holy Spirit, I'm going to open myself up so he can pour into me. So that he can use everything that I had. All of my problems, all of my faults, okay? All right. So now, in my life, like I said, I use certain scriptures for certain seasons. Right now, the scriptures I'm using for my life is Psalms 51:10, which it says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And then Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you, and it depends on which Bible you're reading it from, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Now, what that's trying to say for me is that this stony heart, I can't hear what the Spirit is saying. I need to have a heart of flesh so that I can be able to receive. So a lot of times you say to yourself, well, this is just who I am. This is just the way I am. You know, I was raised like this. So you didn't go through what I went through. You weren't physically abused. You wasn't, you know, beat down and not encouraged. Well, you do know that heart of yours can still be used by God if you remove that stony heart, remove a lot of that stuff out of you so that you can be able to receive what God has for you. Now on down, it's in Luke 4:18. I'm saying on down because I'm reading my paper, as you can see. It says, Luke 4:18 says, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said, to proclaim release to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed. Now, in our lives, we get oppressed by the things that we've been through, what we've gone through, and then we get to the place where we don't feel like we can be used. I can't be used. I've made too many mistakes. And these are all the trick of an enemy. These are the tricks of the enemy. Because God said back where I said earlier, who the Son, well, let me read like I said. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. If you're free indeed, how is my issues in my past causing me not to be used today? Okay? That's the enemy trying to distract you from getting what God have you to get. And a lot of times, he really wants you to give. And if you can give, you can actually move some of that stuff out of the way so he can pour more in there. He can't give you if you keep that lid shut. If you keep your lid shut, I'm going to keep it to myself. You know what? Because this is embarrassing. Now, I'm not telling anybody to go out and tell all their business. I'm not telling you that. But there's a reason and a season for everything. And there's a time and a purpose for everything. There are a lot of times I find myself talking to people and I begin to speak. And it's never in four walls. It's always out somewhere, maybe at the center. And I begin to speak to them and I'm talking from my own situation. And they're like, you know, that happened to me. I'm like, wow. And now we've broke the ice for more conversation, for more information. But I had to open up to do that, okay? Now, like I said, Satan doesn't want you free. He wants you bound. If he can keep you bound, guess what? You don't get nothing out to no one else, which means the next person is still walking around bound. Because you walking around, I've gotten saved, I cleaned myself up, I've took off the makeup, I put the pants, you know, took off the pants, if that's what you do, and you make it seem like you've never been through anything. And that's not a truth. Okay? You don't have to put on a front because God knows your heart. He knows what you've been through. But now I'm not telling you, okay, I got saved, so now I'm gonna walk around like this because I still got a lot going on. No, that's not my point. My point is, you don't have to be ashamed anymore for what you went through. You've done it, and some bad we've done. I know I've done mine, but it's done. I can't take it back. I can't apologize enough for it. It's over, though, because I have been forgiven. I'm free from that. I'm free from what you expect me to be as a Christian. I don't have to be what you want me to be as a Christian. I just got to be what he wants. I just have to have a relationship with him. I don't have to have a relationship with everybody else. But because I have a relationship with him, it's going to make it easy for me to have a relationship with everybody else. I don't have to pretend anymore. I don't have to put on a front. You know, I always says, it's a song, and it is what it is, by Stevie, what's his name? I can't think of a name. I can't think. It's called. Now I'm gonna say. It says the tears of Smokey Robinson. He says tears of a clown. He's walking around with a smile on his face, but deep down he's crying. He said, "Okay, come on now. Don't act like nobody know the song. You know the song." So behind all this smiling, he was crying. I said, you know, that's a little prophetic right there. You know, I use what I use. You can use what you want. And I said, it's a message in that. How many of you here have never done that? Step in, oh, everything's good. Everything's loving. Praise the Lord. And in the back of your mind, you're like, Lord, give me an answer today. Let somebody walk up to me and give me a word. I can't do this no more. But then you speak in their behalf. You see, that's oppression. That's oppression. And it's okay that we do stand strong when we stand strong. It's a time for everything. But don't let it oppress you to the point where, guess what? I can't say, Pastor, I need a word. I need a word. Can you just give me a word? I ain't got to break down what I'm going through, but I can say, I need a word in my finances. Because I was sitting back there. Pastor got so many books, and I'm just looking. I'm like, how many books one need? That's all I'm saying. And so I guarantee you there's a word in there. It's a word on finances. It's a word on relationship. It's a word on sickness. It's a word on insecurity. Because that's one of the biggest ones that we don't realize we fight. Insecurity. Did I offend her? Did I hurt her feelings? Did it come across right? I shouldn't have to go through that all the time. If I'm walking in love, you know what? I hope I didn't offend you. But I didn't mean to, and I'm going to go to sleep tonight. We spend so many hours awake trying to get through the next day that we never got a chance to rest. Amen. Okay? So, again, like I said, it's all about oppression that Satan tries. Oppression that Satan tries to put on you. It is. Now, one thing I had to do, I got a book. Sister Gloria picked. And she don't like to say stuff like that. We picked. She picked. But it's called Fervent. And in the book of Fervent, what I've learned about this walk, first of all, with Christ is you just got to get more knowledge. The more knowledge you get, the better you are, the happier you are. I'm not saying life is going to be easy every day, but you're going to be happier and you're going to be at peace with yourself. But with that book of Fervent, it gave some truths. And some of the truths, I got to read it because I'm reading somebody else's work. What's her name? Priscilla Schreier. Probably pronounce it Schreier. Schreier, okay there? Amen? Okay, in the book it said, Satan is not God. He's not God's counterpart or peer. They're not even on the same playing field. For instance, he cannot be everywhere at once. Only God is omnipresent. You got me on the next word, babe? He can't read your mind. Only God is... There we go, amen. He is merely an illusionist using cunning trickery to deceive and mislead. Only God can work flat out unmistakable miracles. He's running out of time. Our God is eternal. Okay, those are my notes that I've went over. And one thing I will say to conclude everything I want you all to have that I have is... these boxes I passed out, like I said, that message came to me, I think we was walking around the house. And I just told Mike, we were talking about something different. And I said, we box ourselves in so much that we can't go anywhere. But then I said, our lives are boxed in. Our vessels, and I like to say it, we got all this stuff in it that we don't even know how to put anything else in it. And a lot of the stuff we have in it, we're ashamed of. We're embarrassed of. We don't want to talk about. We want to keep it to ourselves. And the reality is this.